Proclamation number 721, dated the December 25th, 1938. Only love recognizes the deity. Seekers of God. Only in love will you be able to recognize the deity, and a tremendous search for truth will arise in you if you are lovingly active. God will reveal himself as love itself to people. Consequently, anyone who lives in the light of truth must be embraced by love and fit in with everything that is wanted by God's love. Hence, someone who fulfills the Lord's will and strives for ever-increasing perfection will, in a manner of speaking, base his every action on God's love and thereby, having emerged from God, unite himself again with the elementary power of everything in existence, with divine love. All subsequent activity must therefore reinforce his inner strength of love. Henceforth the human being will inevitably draw all spiritual strength to himself, which, in turn, will increase his will to love and stimulate him to put it into action. For all strength of heaven and earth originating from the love for God as the love itself will unite. Therefore, all God-seeking beings on earth will first internalize themselves such that they, through their acceptance of God's word, which is the outpouring of divine love, become capable of knowing God. And from this realization, love will emerge and continue to grow, and since God is love itself, the search of an earthly being will truly not remain unsuccessful. Since the longing for God alone is already love, the human being is just not conscious of it, because the Lord in his love takes hold of every being looking for him. If you want to understand this, you should look around in nature where a perpetual coming into being testifies to the tireless creative will, to God's constantly vibrant activity of love. Everything that comes into being shall live in order to reach God. And even if its path is an infinitely long and arduous one, the being will nevertheless have the final opportunity of living in the flesh as a human being, and this shall result in his perfection providing his free will does not oppose divine will. Thus, God's love will understandably take hold of the human being where just the slightest will to advance becomes apparent. And the yearning of anyone wishing to recognize God in his heart will truly not remain in vain. And all spiritual forces will come together in order to intensify the hitherto isolated strength through the influx of spiritual strength from the beyond, and thus a truly God-seeking person will never be prompted by the feeling of his own weakness to abandon his plan. But his obvious constantly renewed willpower will let him pursue the path of realization and finally lead him to the goal. Amen.